Wow, that was a journey that we just went on. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Happy New Year!
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought? No.
No.
No, we just lost all our listeners.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Happy New Year! This officially comes out on New Year's Day. Yay!
It does, apparently.
If I get it edited in time, it does.
Well, that's what you're doing after we finish recording.
Exactly, because we are recording New Year's Eve.
We are.
Yeah. Happy New Year. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, pretty good.
Festive season?
I guess. I'm tired.
Yeah, because of all the festive seasoning?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not looking forward to going back to work. And
no.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have a good Christmas?
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Seems short.
Mm-hmm. Every year, hey?
Ate too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am now chubbers.
I still like you.
Oh, that's good. I don't like me, but that's okay.
What is Strange Planet? The New Year's ones where he's like, I'm going to become a better being.
I'm going to become a better being in a couple days. Until then, I will mildly debase myself.
To emphasize contrast. Accurate.
Yeah.
Do you have a nerd thing this week, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, we played a lot of board games over the holidays.
Sure
that
did.
Was pretty nerdy. Mm-hmm. And it's also World Junior Hockey Time. Mm-hmm. So we were watching that.
Watch a game this morning.
Watch a couple of those games. Mm-hmm. It's always fun. It's a good time of year for that sort of thing.
Do you have any stand-up board games?
All of them.
Oh, no. Okay. You're as good at making decisions as I am.
They're all fun.
Yeah. Yeah, my nerd thing is Christmas season. Yay, Christmas season.
That was terrible.
Yay, holiday season. Yeah, we watching lots of movies and playing board games and eating too much food, but yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to do some New Year's organizing while you're at work, cleaning stuff out.
Okay, well.
I uploaded both, I have two islands both uploaded right now in Animal Crossing, and I'm working on Disney Dreamlight Valley now. That's nerdy.
There you go. You ate one too many cookies over the holiday season, you forget.
What a nerd is.
What a nerd is,
yeah. I don't know. Festive stuff is
okay.
Exciting. We watched The Holiday last night. I really like that movie.
Yeah, you convinced me to watch one more Christmas movie because it's kind of like a holiday.
Yes, it's like a holiday season. Yeah,
movie. So that's okay, I guess.
That's actually a really good one for in between Christmas and New Year's, I think. Because it doesn't, like, other ones are very Christmassy. Like, Elf would feel weird to watch afterwards. It's so Christmassy. I'd still do it, but like, yeah, this one ends on New Year's, so it makes sense. And what are we going to watch tonight after it's officially 2024? First thing we do in 2024.
Well, I don't know. What are we doing?
We're going to watch When Harry Met Sally.
Oh.
Because we always do.
Almost always.
Almost always. Every time we're around, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ball drops, pop the champagne, watch When Harry Met Sally. Yeah. Brandon, what are you drinking?
Beer.
Beer. Which kind?
It's called Der Krankenwagen.
Mm-hmm. From our local brewery.
Means the ambulance in German.
Yes. Which is concerning. Does it actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they call an ambulance in German. Yeah. In German. Which someone needed to call the German team an ambulance today at the World Juniors. Oh.
Boo. I feel bad for them. They're just kids.
Yeah, they are.
You just know they see they're playing Team Canada and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's about, yeah. It was closer than it probably should have been, but.
Yeah, no, they played well. They actually played well in this tournament, mm-hmm. but they kind of screwed up their game against the other weaker team in the division. And,
right. And now it affected everything.
And now they're going to be facing relegation, so.
Yeah. I'm drinking a raspberry lemon blonde beer from Rail Yard Brewing.
That's in Calgary.
Yeah.
I think.
So one of these.
I assume. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of breweries in the big city of Calgary.
As you found out, because mm-hmm. you had a beer advent calendar.
Mm-hmm. And like half of them were from Calgary. Yeah. And there was only a couple repeats of breweries, so yeah. I don't know. There must be like 20 microbreweries in Calgary, at least.
We also have a Marvel show. We haven't finished watching it. It's actually going to talk about next week, theoretically. What If is out now. We've watched the first few episodes. Brandon, spoiler-free gut reaction to the beginning of it. What do you think?
I like What If.
Me too. I do a lot, actually. Okay, we've watched 3 episodes, right?
Yeah, it's like a third of it. I think there's only 8, so just over a third.
Nice. Nice. And do you have a Better Know a Listener this week?
I do.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go to Scotland.
Are we actually?
Yeah.
We have a listener in Scotland?
Or more than one. I don't know. They either watched, they either listened to like half of our episodes in 1 month. It's like, maybe they were bored leading up to Christmas.
Maybe.
And I don't know. Someone in the Scottish town of Kirkcaldy.
That sounds Scottish, yep.
Yeah.
That tracks.
It's a Scottish town on the waterfront, as most towns are.
Yep.
And it was founded for like salt and coal mining way back in the day.
Okay.
But then transitioned into making linoleum. So they're very well known for making linoleum.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of random.
That is kind of random.
It's
a big place?
It's only got like a population of like 41,000. That's pretty small for the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would imagine. And it's also nicknamed is Langtoun, which is Long Town in Scottish.
That makes sense.
apparently it had a mile-long main street back in the 16th century.
That's
like,
super cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty long town.
That's a very long, yeah.
not the most original of names, but very descriptive.
That's true. You know exactly where you were going in the area. It's like, where are you going? The Long Town. Oh.
Longtown, yeah. Mm-hmm. Langtoon. I don't know. My Scottish accent is terrible.
It is.
I bring
discredit and...
I bring shame to my ancestors, mm-hmm. yeah. It's also known as the birthplace of social philosopher and economist Adam Smith.
Oh!
Who wrote The Wealth of Nations.
Yes, I know who Adam Smith is. Yes, interesting.
So there you go.
I actually didn't know he was Scottish.
Yeah, well, he is.
He was British.
He is.
Interesting.
So,
cool.
There you go.
Nice. Well, if you're from, how do you say it? Theoretically.
Kirkcaldy. Which you would not guess from the spelling of it. It's spelt Kirkcaldy.
Hi, and thank you for listening, and tell us if we're pronouncing your name wrong.
Well, this Kirkcaldy is what the pronunciation guide on Wikipedia says.
Okay.
So, I mean... Not necessarily correct.
I was gonna say, that could still be wrong, but we did look it up.
Well, yeah, we tried.
And by we, I mean you.
Tried our best.
Nice.
Yeah, Scotland. I like Scotland.
I
would like to go there.
Me too.
They have delicious whiskey.
And haggis.
Oh, I love haggis. I like unironically love haggis. It's delicious.
I don't like scotch. I don't like haggis, but it's not like because it's haggis. It's very oniony, and I don't like onions.
Oh, yum.
But I'm a fan of any country that's one of its most famous people is a poet. And hey, how timely. He wrote the New Year's song.
Correct.
Yes, Robbie Burns. Mm. And your birthday is Robbie Burns Day in January.
Tis.
What up, too? Tis indeed. Anything to add before... This is cool. I can't believe we have listeners in Scotland. Anything before we go to the news?
No.
Disney A News Update. Okay, Brandon, news. Man, stuff is happening at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Lots of construction going on, which is good, because, you know, it's supposed to open this coming year. So, that's good.
At some point.
Okay, do you want to, speaking of Disneyland news, do you want bad news first or not as bad a news first?
Sure.
Okay. So there was a shooting hoax at Disneyland Hotel just before Christmas.
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah, December 22nd.
They had to go into like a mini lockdown. Yep. And
parts of the Disneyland Hotel were fully evacuated as police responded to reports of a shooting, but it was a hoax. And you guys suck, basically. That's not funny. Like, don't do that. Okay. And
You wonder if it was, like, a malicious hoax or if it was, like, someone heard something and phoned it in.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but this is a good point.
Like,
I hope that's the case. Yeah. Like, I hope someone's, like, doing due diligence and, like, better safe than sorry, you know, that whole thing.
Well, yeah.
Because then, absolutely. Yeah, so I hope that's the case. There's a lot of merch out. Some of it's 2024 merch. Actually, I like the line. It's really bright. Continue with the really bright colors. There's also Wish merch and, like, some cozy stuff. But, and there's also merch appearing for some of the events that are going to be starting off in 2024. I'll talk about some of those events in the main topic. But, like, Run Disney is coming back for the first time since, like, I don't know, I think it's, like, 2016, 2017 or something.
Is that where Mickey Mouse chases you?
Yes,
and you have to run for your life?
It's true, yeah. Believe it or not, straight to jail. Okay, and then this one, I don't know if it's confirmed or if it's, like, strong rumor. But apparently, temporarily, while, so I don't think we reported last time, Haunted Mansion is going to be down for most of 2024. It's going to stay open longer than usual in January as the Haunted Mansion holiday. And then it's going to close, and then it's just going to open again end of August as Haunted Mansion holiday.
Or something like that. They don't know exactly what, but it is staying open longer than it normally is, and the rumor slash theory is that it is never going to transition back
this year
into the regular Haunted Mansion. Next year, when it's open all year, they'll do the same thing, but because it's going to be closed for so long, and because Halloween's starting a week earlier again.
Crazy.
This year, there's no point in doing a transition.
That.
It takes 2 weeks to do it each way, so why lose it for another whole month?
Yeah,
to have it up for maybe a couple weeks as a regular. No,
it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, when it sounded like it was just going to be down for like a short period of time, I was like, "What? That's crazy!" But yeah, when you start going 2 weeks on one side, 2 weeks on the other side, and then open what third week in August or something like that, like you get it. I get it. And so anyway, Tiana's Bayou, Splash Mountain is becoming Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Haunted Mansion is going to be down for most of 2024 as well, and that's side by side. Strong rumor is during that time, Pirates of the Caribbean will be added to Genie Plus.
Okay. This is one of the ones where, like, people are going to complain because it doesn't need it.
It doesn't need it.
Pirates loads people really, really fast. That standby queue is very doable, even on the most busiest of days.
It's notorious for being the best load.
On the other hand, at least it's built for it.
True.
You have a distinct left and right path. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think it'll be that disruptive, but it's also kind of silly.
I just really hope that they really, like, are... I can see them doing it because they want to keep selling Genie Plus, and you have two attractions that use Genie Plus that are down for a substantial amount of time.
Yeah.
So I can then be like, hey, get your money's worth, let's put Pirates on there. Like, I get that, but I really hope it's just temporary, I guess. Because it loads it so fast, it doesn't need it. And I'm not anti-Genie Plus.
They're not temporarily adding it, Genie. Right? There's not, no. I'm sorry.
Well, it says temporarily. That's just what I'm going with here.
No.
Nope. Okay. And that's all the news for me. Most of the other stuff is stuff coming up right in 2024 here.
Yeah, I mean, the big news is that the Mark Twain is not on the refurb calendar anymore. Like,
that's true. Thanks for sharing about that.
It's closed now, but mm-hmm. the farther along in the calendar you go, it actually comes off closure. So mm-hmm. that means it's coming back shortly. And that's good. That's one thing that's been closed for a while. That's
true. What would you guess? February?
Yeah, probably early February. Like, yeah.
As other stuff starts to go down, Astro Orbiter's down. I mean, typically into the middle of January through February is your years of is your time for like renovations and stuff like that. Anyway, Inside Out is on the list, but you know, since COVID came back, they just couldn't kind of like fixing it as they need to. So, yeah. So it would be nice to have Mark Twain open during that time when so many other things are closed,
especially in that area.
Oh yeah,
you have two two major rides side by side down for
most of a year,
a good chunk of a year. Yeah. That is terrible.
Yep.
That is terrible.
Yeah, and I think it's a testament to the fact that they did not intend to close Haunted Mansion at this point in time.
No.
Yeah, this is a, we pushed it as long as you can, like, now we need to, and it sounds like it's, like, to bring it up to code with accessibility.
Yeah.
Things, and so they finally pushed it until they couldn't push it anymore, and then they have to. Okay, you ready to head to the main topic?
Sure.
It's holiday time. Okay, so we're just kind of talk about 2023, look forward in 2024, maybe do some like highs and lows, like that kind of stuff. Sound good?
Sounds excellent.
What is something like personally that you really liked about 2023?
Like to do with Disney?
Or whatever. Or pop culture, how about?
Oh, I don't know.
Or travel.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
We traveled a lot.
We did travel a fair bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I do like traveling again. That is what I missed from the pandemic times, not being able to travel. So
right.
This was a full year of unfettered travel.
We made up for it.
We did a lot of miles on planes.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
It's very nice, yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I'd say the traveling for me too. We brought in 2023 in Disneyland. That was really awesome. Even though it was pouring rain on us, it was really awesome.
Like more rain than I've seen in a long time. And when you're in Southern California, that's not really what you expect. But anyway,
had a great time. We did Mexico a couple times, different sides, Jamaica. We went to Whistler. We did a lot of traveling, which is great. I like that. That's my favorite stuff too. What was your favorite show? It doesn't have to be Disney. Favorite thing we watched like on TV, 2023. And you can like think about it while I pull up.
I don't remember what came out in 2023 versus House of the Dragon. 2022. Was Andor in 2023?
Yep.
That's it. House of the Dragon was good too, but yeah, Andor was an extremely pleasant surprise,
because
I was not very excited for it, and it's now one of my favorite Star Wars things.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I like it. Well, I'm going to be asking about specific Disney-type things, too, so that works really well. Video games. As far as Disney goes, we had Wish, which we didn't see. We had Elemental, well, Disney and Pixar, which
we didn't see.
We had no Star Wars feature films.
Indiana Jones, which
we had
didn't
Indiana
see.
Jones, which we didn't see. I was getting to Lucasfilm here in a minute. No full Star Wars, but we did, like you said, the shows. I'll talk about that in a minute. We did get some Marvel. We got Ant-Man, Quantumania. We got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And then we got Haunted Mansion, which we did see, but on Disney Plus later.
And the Marvels.
The Marvels was the other one.
You were on a Marvel trip, and then you got distracted.
I did.
I don't know what's going on.
We didn't see the Marvels.
We have not seen the Marvels. I guess we just have to wait for streaming now. It wasn't from like not wanting to see it. It just came out at a rough time.
Yeah, we were like traveling, so.
And we don't have a theater nearby, so it's it's tough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was, of the theatrically released films that Disney did, out of all of those, what was your favorite, do you think?
I mean, Guardians, obviously.
Right, okay. That's the correct answer.
We only watched two of them.
Well, we watched Haunted Mansion.
I guess, but not in theaters.
No, but still. It was theatrically released, I said.
Yeah. Yeah, not a great year for Disney owned films and things in general. Guardians was like a B plus for me. I liked it better than Guardians 2, probably a little bit. It wasn't perfect. There was some weird spots in it, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
And Ant-Man and the Wasp 2, or whatever they called it, was fine as well. Like, yeah. I didn't hate it
as much as some people did.
No.
No, I just didn't hate it at all. It was fine. Like, Guardians was much better. Yeah, the other movies were, like, direct-to-streaming, like, The Naughty Nine, which you watch, which you did a blind date with Disney for.
That not a terrible film, yeah. After all.
And then some shows. So, you already mentioned Andor. There was also Bad Batch Season 2. We don't watch that, so I'm not considering that part of that. But let's go Andor, Mandalorian Season 3, and Ahsoka were our Star Wars shows. What was your favorite of those? Because we had some good stuff, I thought.
Yeah, they were all good. Mm-hmm. I didn't dislike Mando Season 3 as much as a lot of people seemed to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it as much as the first season,
right?
Or even the it's probably the worst season, but
yeah,
it wasn't.
But I still liked
it. Was still good, mm-hmm. like whatever. But no, Andor was like fantastic, and Ahsoka was very solid as well.
Yeah, that's the order. I loved Ahsoka, and I'm like becoming a massive Ahsoka fan. I still liked Andor better, but like if I have to choose, kind of situation, Andor is like just next level for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marvel. Oh, other TV shows on Disney Plus, which we kind of watch a little bit of or watched a lot of. Behind the Attraction has a new season. We
have seen a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, we haven't finished it or anything.
That's a good one just to turn on when you have an hour, and they're obviously not narrative focused or anything, so you can watch one
anytime
you want. Mm-hmm. And it's a good documentary series if you like Disney parks, I guess.
Well, and because they're not connected, like you said, you just watch one. Like, it doesn't need to be any kind of pressure to watch that or anything. We also had... Oh, Goosebumps was on Disney Plus. Shockingly good.
Didn't end up finishing that, I don't
think.
No,
it's like Halloween-ish.
Yeah, that was the trouble. I started it, again, thinking it wasn't interconnected. I thought they were standalone episodes like the old Goosebumps used to be. Turned out it was a whole running mini soap opera thing interconnected by various Goosebumps stories. It was really good. It was shocked at that.
We intended to watch.
We
a
started
couple
watching.
Episodes.
Started
yeah.
watching it. I was like, "Oh, there's only six episodes or whatever," but it hadn't finished airing yet. Mm-hmm. Even like it finished airing after Halloween, which was a choice.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, I don't know. I do like it, and I'll see if they make more. Yeah, I guess for sure. I don't know.
A show that came out on Disney Plus that I really, really, really want to watch. We haven't yet, but I still really, really want to watch it. Is The Muppets Mayhem?
Hmm.
So I want to watch that like badly. Other ones, like Little Mermaid live action came out. We still haven't seen it. And like I said, Indiana Jones, we haven't seen. Okay. Other Disney Plus one. Marvel shows. We had Secret Invasion. Yeah, sorry to bring that up again. We had What If, which we're still watching now. Well, technically, I guess I Am Groot is also Marvel. We had a new season of I Am Groot. And then we had Loki season 2. Hey, Brandon, what was your favorite of those?
Well, I don't know. I haven't finished What If yet,
yeah, but
technically.
I mean, that's not a fair category for
it's
What
really
If to
not,
be in.
No,
come on.
I don't know. It's doing some heavy lifting, let me tell
that
you.
That is true.
But,
is super fun.
It still has an uphill climb to get to the importance of Loki. Anyway,
of course.
Loki was really good. Really good.
Andor or Loki? Which show did you like better?
Andor by
quite a bit.
Yeah,
I mean, I did too, but I mean, that's not a secret.
By quite a bit, like.
Okay, so here's a question now. Andor, I know I'm jumping all over. I was thinking Disney
you
Plus
are
shows.
Scatterbrained as heck.
And, well, this was your favorite of this year, Andor, yes?
Yeah.
What is your favorite Disney Plus show since Disney Plus came out? MCU or Star Wars or anything.
Oh, it's tough because, like, the first season of Mando was so out of left field and, like, was the flagship for the entire streaming service and was the reason that you had Disney Plus, other than, like, wanting to watch 20-year-old movies that were in the vault. Anyway, so, I mean, it's tough to compare, but, like, objectively, Andor's the best thing that they have put on Disney Plus. Like, it is a Star Wars, and it feels Star Wars-y, but it's just good. Like, you could take the Star Wars part out of it, and it would still be a good story.
Man, the acting in that? No. I'm not just saying that because I adore him, but, like, everyone.
Well, yeah. No, there was, like, extremely good acting, and it, I don't know, you could have made it, like, just a World War II spy movie with the same kind of plot, and it would have,
yeah,
it would still be good, right? Like, that's what I mean.
It's just, no, I get what you're saying.
Objectively, the best one, but
WandaVision is still my favorite. Andor would be
that is also objectively very good because it plays to the strengths of the format, and a lot of the other ones have been fighting against the format.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go.
I understand completely. So if that was, what was, do you think, the biggest disappointment from Disney from 2023?
I think just their entire catalog, like,
feels like a big wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, like, I would say probably Wish is the, like, there was supposed to be this big celebration of the 100 years and Disney Animation, and that's what put Disney on the map, and it wasn't even heralded as a bomb, because, like, no one knew what it was, even, like,
yeah.
It wasn't big enough to be a bomb, it was, like, just a whisper. Sad trombone squeak, like.
Which is crazy, because apparently it has lots of Easter eggs, and people who, like, watched it, and they're like, yeah, it was really boring, but I want to watch it again. To figure out where all the Easter eggs are.
Oh, boy, you're selling it. It was real boring, but, you know, there's a couple Easter eggs in there that if you watch real closely.
I mean, I haven't seen it. I'll probably enjoy it fine. But, yeah, it was supposed to be a big celebration. Like, they started touting this years ago.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, like, forgot about it or something.
Well, I mean, COVID did screw up a lot of things.
The fact that I wasn't, like, in line to go see it should say something.
Yeah, no. That is really, really bad.
Worst Disney Plus thing.
And then Secret Invasion was, like, horrifically disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, not even fun bad. No. Just kind of pathetic, really.
Yeah,
a waste of everyone who was involved and killing off characters that deserved a little better. Like, yeah, okay, you gotta have stakes and stuff. I don't mind killing off characters, but, like,
do it with good writing.
Have it with, good writing. Have a point. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm getting angry again.
That one was a big disappointment. And I remember the first couple episodes, we were like, oh man, this is going to be, like, cool tone. Nick Fury. Yeah. And then we're like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But we ended with Loki, and now we're in What If? And this is all very good. So no more angry for Secret Invasion.
Well, we'll see.
Alright.
We'll see. They're scaling way back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I jumping?
Go ahead. You go ahead. Actually, I'm transitioning now to next year.
Okay. So they're, along those lines, because of all the disappointments.
You saw me pick up my phone.
all these disappointments, they've had bomb after bomb in theaters. The only thing that's made money was probably Guardians.
Yep.
Just disasters, like, I guess the Marvels might break even, maybe, probably not.
And the thing is, anyone I know who's seen it, who's, like, not just
women superheroes.
Exactly. Anyone I know who's actually seen it or heard of, even, is like, it was good. It was, like, it wasn't amazing, but it was a solid superhero movie. But very few people saw it, was the problem.
Well, yeah, because the trailers made it look really boring.
And you're like, I remember you saying, like, I was looking forward to this, and, like, this sounds really cool. I don't know what the story is. I don't know what the stakes are. I don't know what's going on.
And, they needed to call Amanda Woods.
I guess so.
To cut the trailer.
Apparently, this Christmas. Nice holiday reference. I appreciate that.
Yeah. They've had all these disappointments, and we got good old Bobby Iger in charge now. Mm-hmm. So he's like, no, we need to scale back and focus on quality over quantity.
Yep.
Which, good on paper. Yep. I mean, he came in when Disney was at its lowest low for movies.
Last time,
and built it all back up from the bottom of the barrel. Like, Home on the Range was when he was
totally
coming on board, and you know my feelings on that stupid cow movie. So he knows something what he's talking about. Now it's easier said it's easier said than done. They have a lot of stuff on the go.
Of course. But he took them from that, and then it wasn't that much longer until we got Tangled and then even into Frozen and
his big fix for things was buying Pixar.
Yeah.
And buying studios, buying Marvel.
Mm-hmm, which he did.
And that's how they kind of restarted.
So now he just needs to...
And then building off of Pixar is how you got decent Disney animation studio movies again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know. But anyway, keep cutting you off.
No, it's okay. It's going to take time.
It is going to take time.
It's not like a magic fix.
It seems like they're treating, just from the release schedule of stuff, they're treating 2024 as kind of like a reset button.
That's okay.
Which is fine. I will be... There's only one Marvel movie on the entire schedule.
I know.
Which is wild.
That's crazy.
That hasn't happened since 2010 or something like that.
Literally over a decade. But
it is a big one.
It's a big one, and it's one that, whether you're a Marvel fan or not, you're going to go see this movie.
It should be big. Which
it'll probably make as much money as the three did this year.
Probably. There's been just... People are applauding the death of the superhero genre, like, as people do, things get too popular, so then they rail against it, right? But, Marvel/Disney has been having some misfires, and then you got whatever that mess is over at DC, Warner Brothers.
God.
You think the Marvel movies are bad, but you look at the trailers for Aquaman and the box office numbers for Aquaman, and you go, oh, well, can always be worse, I suppose. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I need like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 version of that movie or something. It looks so bad.
That would be fun, actually. Maybe you could find Riff Tracks or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they still do Riff Tracks or not. But anyway. It doesn't matter. It's bad. And that's getting a full reset as well. Because, of course, they brought on James Gunn to restructure their whole thing.
Which will make me excited to see a DC movie again for the first time ever.
But it's still incredibly muddled because they started having these one-off things that were successful, so they can't really say no to them, right? You had the Joker, which was a one-off thing.
That has
a sequel that's filmed now, I believe. That's going to be a musical with Lady Gaga.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's a musical with Lady Gaga.
Okay, and see, automatically, I'm like, I want to see this. It sounds so insane.
It seems interesting and insane and whatever. Yeah, she's playing Harley Quinn.
And
it's musical. Anyway,
is this a 2024 situation?
I think so. Okay. It has to be. They filmed it.
If they filmed
it. I don't know. Anyway, weird offshoot muddling things. And then you had that The Batman movie that was not connected to anything.
Right.
That was mildly successful.
Right.
That should have been an hour shorter.
Agree.
Not horrible, but should have definitely been an hour shorter.
See, that was fine for me.
Yeah.
Like, I had very
some people, like, love it.
Yeah,
but
some people love Batman just for being Batman,
really terribly edited movie.
That's
like,
true.
Just way too long.
Yeah, I hope Gunn...
I can sit through a four-hour movie, it's good, but it, like, the plot did not necessitate 3 hours.
Agreed.
It didn't. Anyway, I'm off on a big tangent. Anyway, so they're all muddled. There's a sequel for The Batman coming out, and then they're going to have this whole other universe. I don't know. Superhero movies are in a weird spot right now.
Yeah.
But Deadpool's going to save us all, so there you go.
Deadpool basically is going to save us all. You know what? Ryan Reynolds is going to save us all. Yay, Canada.
Good job, yes. That's...
Good afternoon. But, yes, Deadpool. We have a lot of shows coming out, though. But, like, the schedule has been...
Do we have a lot of shows coming out, though? I don't even know. We have...
Well, the schedule's been worked.
They're dumping Echo here very shortly.
Very shortly. I think that's the first of 2024.
Agatha Halloween time, question mark, maybe.
God, I hope that's good. I am so freaking excited for that. Also, Catherine Hahn was in The Holiday.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Don't care. Love her every time I see her.
Along with Reed Richards.
Yes, it's true.
He was in The Holiday slightly longer than he was Reed Richards far, though.
Barely.
And I'm pretty sure he was just playing Jim.
Yeah, I think he was just...
Office.
I even was like, it's Jim. Okay. 2024, Disney Plus. I had the parks ready to go, so let's look at the... since we're talking about it, let's look at this here first. Okay. Okay, so I'm only going to talk about the ones that, like, were... most interested in, basically. So we've got Echo, like you said. That is coming January 10th.
Yeah, like right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have, so this is interesting. Awkwafina is narrating a National Geographic documentary called A Real Bug's Life.
Okay.
Yeah. X-Men 97.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that one's coming out. I don't know this. Awaju?
I don't know.
Okay. I was wondering if maybe it was a thing.
It's not a thing.
Another show called Tiana. Inside Out 2 is coming to theaters in June 2024. That's going to make money.
Yeah, well, that just shows their desperation. Pixar never made a sequel. They put their brakes on making a sequel. Like, they had to pull teeth to make Toy Story 2, and then Cars 2 was like, well, I guess we'll just make money on toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. But they're very hesitant to make sequels, except for Toy Story.
Yes, because everyone is,
and,
like, obsessed.
And Cars.
Yeah, well. Toy Story, the trilogy.
Well worth the watch. Yeah, all three Toy
all
Story
three
movies are worthwhile.
All three Toy Story movies was a perfect trilogy.
And it's a good thing they never made any more than that.
Well, you know, the shorts that they did. The shorts are good, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the shorts are fine. We have, like you said, Deadpool 3. That's theaters in the summer. We have Agatha, whatever it's currently called, is still for the fall. Spider-Man Freshman Year. Apparently there's a show for Moana. Marvel Zombies. Star Wars Acolyte. That win-lose cartoon we saw a trailer for on, like, Disney 100. Mufasa the Lion King. There's a Mufasa movie or show or something. I don't even know if I've heard of that.
I haven't.
But anyway, that's all we've got.
Wow.
That's not a lot. I thought Andor Season 2 was coming out.
No, I think that's been delayed.
Hmm. Hopefully, yeah. The Acolyte, though. We get Acolyte this year. But that tells us one Star Wars, one Marvel movie, couple Marvel shows. That's it.
Maybe a couple Marvel. I mean, they've clearly filmed a bunch for Agatha, and the release period makes sense. So hopefully they have a handle on that now, and we'll see how it goes. But...
So I have here
wow.
The 17 most anticipated new shows of 2024 on any streaming service, not necessarily Disney. Echo is on the list.
24th?
Well, it's a set top 17, and it's number 17.
Oh, okay, yeah, whatever.
True Detective Season 4, Masters of the Air, which is on Apple. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is having a TV show, apparently.
Well,
that's on Prime Video.
I did hear about that, yeah.
Avatar The Last Airbender, Netflix.
Oh, yes. They're making a live-action Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh.
That goes very well.
Uh-huh.
it's coming off. It's Netflix did a live-action anime thing last year that was very successful. So
kind of leaning into that.
They have a kind of a pipeline for that. I don't know. and I'm a terrible nerd because I don't get anime.
You have to turn in your nerd.
Don't get it. I don't like it.
Tokyo Vice season 2. I don't even know what that is. The Regime is an HBO show that's coming out. Oh, Kate Winslet.
Okay.
I was talking about how much I like her. Fallout.
I did see a trailer for that. It's based on a video game.
It is. That's coming to Prime, in case.
The trailer looked okay. I don't know. I don't know that the video game's going to translate to a show, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Bridgerton season 3 is coming to Netflix.
Is the Duke back yet? I'm not watching it if the Duke's not.
So I read the first few books, and this is now out of order. So this one actually I think is supposed to be it's season 3, but they're using like the fourth book or something to follow the storyline. Because each of the books takes care of one of the siblings is the idea, starting with the oldest. So actually season 2 was... No, I think I did that wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But each of them is a sibling, and they're doing them out of order.
Terrible. And there's no Duke in the second season, so why
bother? Shogun is coming to FX, I guess.
Moving on.
House of the Dragon season 2,
there
HBO.
There you go.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to that. X-Men 97, Disney Plus, is one of the most anticipated. Yellowstone season 5, part 2.
Never got into any of the Yellowstone stuff.
Acolyte. Disney Plus, people are very excited for. Oh, we do have Skeleton Crew is apparently coming. That wasn't on my list.
It wasn't on the list. Who knows if it's coming?
Well, maybe that's why.
That's with Jude Law from The Holiday.
Yes. Agatha Darkhold Diaries, or whatever it's
slash
currently
Coven
called.
Slash Coven of Chaos, slash House of Harkness, slash... I hope they just keep changing the title every couple of months and like leading up to it. It just
like all
and
the
then
time,
like every episode has a different name.
I love it. So that's, you know, a few of them are Disney is my point, but they don't have the stranglehold.
Stranger Things isn't on that list. Is Stranger Things not coming
I'm
out
not
next
sure.
year? Man, they are. The last season of Stranger Things is going to be really weird because they're going to have, like, fully CGI cast because they're going to be 87 by the time they finish that thing.
Principal photography is beginning in January.
Oh. Rough.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically an entire
year behind.
What about
Squid Games? Is that not on the list?
Well, it wasn't on this list, but that was just, like, one thing, right? Hold on.
Surely that must be anticipated and coming out next year. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Squid Game Season 2 is on the list for 2024.
Yeah, I would say that's probably more anticipated than Echo.
I mean, probably, but not by this site that I found.
Okay.
Let's talk parks. Disneyland, specifically. So I talked about some of this before. Pixar Fest is returning to Disneyland Resort from April 26th to August 4th. The festival will include the new daytime parade, Better Together, a Pixar Pal celebration at DCA, and Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime spectacular at Disneyland Park.
Yeah, this is all part, to introduce it, this is all part of the first time that they've ever announced the entire annual calendar with all the special events that are happening throughout the year. They've never done that before.
No.
They've always kind of like... announced it by quarters or something, basically. And
like
so this
seasons.
Is kind of weird.
And but now we have some more detail now that it is like 2024 coming. But yeah,
yes,
so it's interesting.
Tomorrow.
Yes, right. But so it's interesting. So I'm curious to see if they're anticipating higher sales with that or like from a business standpoint, why?
I will say it is PR in vogue to have roadmaps.
Mm-hmm.
Always roadmaps. You've probably seen this with even your little cozy games, your Animal Crossings and your Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Nice if Animal Crossing had a roadmap.
Well, that ran out of road a long time ago. Anyway.
But yes, Disney Dreamlight Valley has a roadmap into 2025.
They release roadmaps. It's marketing gold because you have set things to, like, tease.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can hit your deadlines, in the case of game development especially,
right.
It works pretty well. So I guess that's just what they're going along with. Yeah. I don't know.
In early January, Disneyland Resort will host the Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend. It is the first run Disney event. Oh, 2017. Okay. And registration sold out within 90 minutes. A Halloween Half Marathon Weekend will take place September 5th through 8th. And registration for that, for Club Run Disney members, begins February 6th. General registration opens February 13th.
So here's the thing that mm-hmm. I found out just looking at the Disneyland website, speaking of active things, kind of tying into the run, slightly less active than running a half marathon. But if you stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel, you can sign up to do, like, wake up yoga in the Disneyland park.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you have to. I think you have to stay at the resort hotel, though.
I really, really, really would love
but
to
like,
do that.
But, like, I think they showed a picture of people, like, doing yoga on the big open area by Space Mountain
oh
or something.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
And, like, rise and shine yoga, like, before the park opens.
That's amazing.
It would be pretty cool. I'm sure it's expensive, and plus you also have to stay at the hotel to do it, I'm pretty sure is what the website
that
said.
Sounds amazing.
But that's pretty cool.
That's so cool. Okay, new Disney bucket list item.
Well, I saw that, and I was like, I almost wanted to book it for your trip, but then I was like, oh, I think you need to stay there, and because right. And there was no prices or anything, so
okay.
I'm like, oh.
That must be new.
Yeah, no, it said it was new.
If anyone who's listening has any experience with that,
it's like brand new.
Oh,
yeah.
Like maybe for 2024.
They might have started it in December.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Cool. That is know. So cool.
You can also sign up for yoga class, like morning yoga classes in the like Disneyland Hotel Rose Garden, and I think just anybody can do that.
That would also be cool.
But yeah, not
but
in the
park.
Early park access,
and here I am doing yoga in front of Space Mountain. Mm. Man, that'd be awesome. Okay, that is a new Disney bucket list item for me. So in Disneyland proper. So they talked about the Disneyland After Dark events that they had a few, and we were kind of hypothesizing as to what. We know there's going to be a Star Wars night. We know there's going to be Oogie Boogies. And there was two questions. One is Sweethearts Night, and the other one is the first ever Disney Channel Night.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, they had so much luck with 80s Night and 90s Night.
Yeah, you just basically combine 80s
exactly.
and 90s Night and give it a, like, a DuckTales spin.
So that's going to be taking place on March 5th yeah. and 7th. Tiana's Bayou Adventure attraction will open late 2024, and it is set a year after the events of Princess and the Frog. And you're, like, it's a Mardi Gras celebration. In 2024, Star Tours, I think all of them, let's see, let me look at the list here. Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disneyland, and Disneyland Paris will include new destinations, including some we've never seen before, and Ahsoka Tano will be added to the ride. As well. Haunted Mansion closes January 22nd for the renovations. And at DCA, they're still looking at the e-ticket for Avengers Campus, but of course it's not going to be 2024, just more information will be coming.
Yeah, they might actually commit to something.
Exactly.
Next year. Maybe.
But I'm saying the...
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. So yeah, that's kind of exciting stuff. Some
again,
of it.
Not a single solitary mention of that whole Avatar thing.
Not a one. Lots of stuff going on at Disney World, though. And Tokyo, and... Yeah. And of course, the cruise ships, which we've talked about before. But yeah. Any, now, as far as plans go, Brandon... What are you looking forward to for 2024?
Well, I do not have a Disney trip in the
No,
in
we
the
have
books.
A different trip.
No.
Well, not yet.
I am going to Orlando.
Orlando.
But I'm not staying there.
No.
I will wave at Disney World as I go on by because I'm not allowed to go there because you're not coming with me.
Okay, I know we've said it on here before, but your response, you're going with a friend who lives near Disneyland. We've been to Disneyland a couple times with them now, or not too. And he said, well, we can go early and we'll go to Disney World. And he said, no, we can't. Divorces are inconvenient and expensive.
Yeah, you wouldn't be too happy.
No, but
that.
What are you going to do instead?
So, well, I'm going on a cruise. That is why I'm going there. Mm-hmm. Sailing from Port Canaveral, which mm-hmm. is right by Orlando there. But I am going a couple days early, and I'm going to go to Universal.
Excited?
Orlando, yes.
Velocicoaster?
I am excited that Universal Orlando has some real big boy rides, and I'm going to be put on my big boy pants and go on the big boy rides.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go on your cruise, which you're going to like, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's on a real big old boat.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to come back, and you'll be home for a few days, and then I'm leaving to go to Disneyland with my mom and sister. And we were discussing, we have Dapper Day plans.
Are you going to be dapper?
Yes.
Oh, good.
On that day.
Oh, very
Only
good.
Only that day, though.
No.
Well, we'll talk about all that, I'm sure, much more in the beginning part, the first quarter of 2024. Any other plans? We're looking to do a little more traveling, but we don't have anything really locked down yet, so.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll probably go somewhere warm over your summer holidays,
mm-hmm.
like we typically do for our anniversary or something like that. So
keep our eye
stuff
out.
Like that, yeah.
I'm pushing for another Disney trip.
Not quite as much revenge travel as 2023. We're going to start saving our pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Some other bigger plans on the horizon.
Yeah, yeah,
so
other big trips and such. So, yeah. But that'll be fun. Anything else that you're looking forward to in terms of podcasts or anything like that for 2024?
Not really.
Not really? We've got a lot of new listeners in 2023.
We did, awesome. Apparently.
Thank you.
They've been taking the holidays off. It's dipped down, but that's to be expected.
Us too.
Yeah. My energy level has been very low
this past week. Yes.
Very low.
Yeah. But, you know, looking forward to keeping podcasting with you. Yeah.
Unless Krista gets tired of editing.
Nah. I put it on and put on like a cooking show or something like that. It's fun.
You can watch me play my new Switch game
Ooh.
While you're busy, so I actually can play the Switch.
What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying. You Switch hog.
I'm a Switch hog. Well, yeah, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
We're drier this year than we were last year this time. It's not raining on us.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was really drunk last year at New Year's. So I was
like,
I don't think I was. No. Oh yes, the rain. Yeah,
rain like literally.
It's an El Nino year, and apparently like historically dry El Nino, which is always dry.
Yeah.
Dry and mild, and we haven't had much precipitation except for that one day where we got like 2.5 feet of snow in 12 hours.
Yeah, it was
but
really
other
bad.
Than that, like we got all we've of our snow couple, at once and it's melted.
Yeah, we've only had a couple dumps of snow. We still have snow here. Not a lot of places do, but
very, very
not
little.
Like what it usually looks like this time of year. So anyway, we were still drier than we were this time last year.
But I do have a growler of beer, so I'm going to change
that.
Yeah,
change that very quickly here while we're editing and you're trying the new Switch game.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one more nerd thing. Can I just say, I was going through my own notes here, and I just saw, literally, in my own notes is the picture of the only time I've ever talked about a lounge fly on this podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Other than me getting, like, lounge flies and stuff like that. So, a few weeks ago, I was talking about the partner statue lounge fly.
That was more than a few weeks ago.
Okay, so a couple months ago. It was part of the Disney 100, and it was a park-exclusive lounge fly. I got it for Christmas.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
No.
My sister and my brother-in-law, now, her husband, were in Walt Disney World, and they saw it, and they picked it up. And, so that was cool. I'm glad to have family and friends who travel in to Disney as well.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It lights up, and glows in the dark mm-hmm. and pretty cool.
I think I'm too nervous to bring it to the parks though in the spring. I don't want to wreck it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it, but I think I'll probably
That's
bring...
more of a fancy bag, not a
I think that's an around here bag, not day-to-day, shoved full of
day to day park like yeah.
yeah. Squeeze in underneath a seatbelt or something, you know? Yeah. I don't know. But I really want to wear it in the parks, but I don't want to wreck it. So anyway, I will think about that when we get closer. Next episode, Brandon, do you know what we're talking about?
You said we might talk about what if.
That's the plan.
What if We talked about what if.
But
I don't know. I think we made that joke the last time.
I think so too. Probably more than once, actually.
Terrible.
Well, that is our show this week and this year.
Yeah.
That is our show for 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, 2023.
Was 2023 a bad year?
Some people thought it was.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of war and suffering, so.
Yeah. I meant, like, for us.
For us?
Other than animals.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for animals and things like that. So, I don't know. We did get lots of travel in, though.
Yeah,
so, we've
some
been
highs,
lucky
some
that
lows.
Lucky that way.
Yeah. Some highs, some lows. Sometimes you get Andor, some times you get Secret Invasion. Sometimes you get Ahsoka. Ahsoka's not a.
No, I'm still on Secret Invasion.
Okay. Sometimes you get Loki.
Yeah, I guess so. Spaghettification. Sometimes you get spaghettified.
So that's our show this week and this year. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts, as well as ways to email us. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us and is just awesome, especially if you do it on Apple Podcasts. You know what? That's a good New Year's resolution. I'm going to like and comment on Disney A podcast.
You are? I don't think that's allowed.
No, I don't think so either. I feel like that's a... Other people can. Do you have a New Year's resolution?
So here's the thing about New Year's resolutions. Everyone, like, tries to, like, better themselves, and they're always, like, hard things where you change yourself. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to eat better.
Save money, boring
stuff like that. That's really hard to stick to. You can pick some fun ones, too.
You're allowed to make fun New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, I am going to swear off beer until my cruise, but that's not super fun.
No.
But
you're like, I'm switching from beer to, like, gin.
I'm still drinking.
Yeah.
It's just going to be slight less carby drinks.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Whatever. But we talked about it. We're gonna we finally excavated our pool table from all the Christmas mail we had sitting on
true.
It. And we haven't played it very much. And we own a pool table. And we should play more. So that was our New Year's resolution.
That is such a fun New Year's resolution.
Play some pool.
Play more pool.
Yeah.
I love it.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. My New Year's resolution last year was to, like, not save stuff. You know, save good dishes, save the nice candle, like, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I have a big time troubles with that, actually.
I do. I didn't do super well with it. I did some. Like, why am I saving the fancy candle? Sit in the cupboard. Burn the fancy candle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Another one I think I'm going to work on is, like, playing a lot of these... backlogged video games.
Oh,
that's
a fun one.
That I haven't. I have so many discs and cartridges, and my Steam account is just
like
chock full of stuff with 0 hours played.
All
on
right,
it.
And I'm going to build one big Lego set.
Oh, I'm not committing to that.
I
have many beautiful Lego sets that are still in the box, very sadly.
Mm-hmm. No, you are doing the video games. I'm going to do, like, it's a fun thing, like a fun backlog thing, right? We're both going to play more pool. You're going to play video games. I'm going to build a Lego set and probably read books. Yeah, that's fun. Use your New Year's resolutions for fun things.
Or evil.
Or for evil.
There's no rule that
literally,
says they can't be for evil.
Literally no rule. It isn't evil, though, to rate and review Disney A.
Wow, that was a journey that we just went on.
Thanks for coming with me on that journey. You like how I circled way back?
Wow, okay. I think we should put a pin in this year.
No, we're not even coming back to you. Put a pin in your comeback to it. We're just bye.
Just,
this is the cat knocking the ear off the table.
Just crumple it up.
Yeah.
Bang.
Bang. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought? No.
No.
No, we just lost all our listeners.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.